Hello there. Is scope a creepy thing? The short answer is yes. As humans, we have a habit of changing the boundaries of what we are doing. It starts as infants learning how we can interact with the world. Then, as children, when we want to spend more time at play rather than going to bed early. Later, perhaps we want just one more biscuit or sweet thing to eat. We constantly push the boundaries. It spills over into things like sport as we get older. Can I run an extra kilometre today? When we go out, maybe we can drop in and see relatives at the end of a day excursion. And so on. I'm sure you could produce a huge list of examples where you, or people close to you, have stretched boundaries for any number of reasons. So, it's a human trait. Then we start working on a major transformation programme, and the temptation to just squeeze in a bit extra here or there is huge. Because we've behaved like that all our lives, it is truly hard to resist. So that's where being clear about your plans, what is included and what is not, becomes really valuable. One of the things that distinguishes great change managers from the rest is this ability to keep the scope within boundaries. General Bernard Montgomery, when he was planning for action in Normandy after the D-Day landings, was adamant that he would only move when he knew he was certain of success. His single-minded vision of what to do also made clear what not to do. The result saved thousands of lives, although admittedly, the Americans got a bit frustrated by his insistence on only doing the right things. Compare that to the lack of planning and clarity after the 2003 invasion of Iraq. No boundaries laid down and no detailed plans for what happened afterwards. The result is a well-documented disaster both in military but also in humanitarian terms. So, you see, we live with this lack of focus and then have to deal with the consequences, which can be pretty catastrophic. What can we do to shake off this tendency to let things slide? Well, the first thing to do is recognise that unless you do something, then scope is going to creep all over the place. If you want to be smart, you might spend a little time working out what that might look like. Get some of your team involved in the discussion and see how this project might grow many heads like the mythical Hydra. You have to chop them off, but for every one that is removed without killing the beast, two more grow in its place. Fortunately, we aren't dealing with a mythical beast. Instead, we are running a programme of work with a defined aim that is transformational for your organisation. The other great advantage that we do have is that once we recognise the problem, we can actually do something about it. Think back to childhood. What did a good parent do to keep a small child from eating too much? Or to prevent them wandering off into the bushes while out on walk? The answer in both cases was a firm but steady dose of discipline. Telling the child no, but pointing out that eating more right now isn't going to be good for them, that when they get home there will be a nice tea, or, in the countryside, letting them know that they need to keep to the paths, because it is much safer rather than falling into a hidden ditch alongside the hedgerow. You get the idea. So now translate that into your transformation programme. You've got the tools to run the discipline without being nasty or harsh. Make sure that, like parents keeping a small child on the straight and narrow, you show that you care about the input from everyone, but that they can't have everything they want. In terms of behavioural science, when we are managing the scope of a programme, we are being adults, not children, and the people who are holding the levers of control should do so in an adult way, not just because I say so. We covered this a bit in Unit 3.2, where we looked at the pack profile. If you want to, go back and look at what it all means. Think back to childhood, and if you're anything like me, you hated that because I say so response from a parent. I was happy with a rational justification, but all too often you see parental behaviour that doesn't step up to the mark of being a real adult. I hope that now you're beginning to realise how all this stuff about personality and getting your head around it will pay dividends when it comes to making things happen in a controlled fashion. Contrary to popular belief, it isn't control freaks who make the best programme managers, it's people who understand the difference between adult and parent behaviours and manage the children around them in a sensitive but firm fashion.